Criminal justice reform tops the list for many Democratic senators and assembly members, including changes to the state's parole system. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, speaking on public radio station WCNY's The Capitol Press Room, says parole needs to be reformed.
Yes, we punish the criminals, but that the punishment fits the crime and that you don't continue to pay for the crime long after you've done the time.
Measures under consideration include the Elder Parole Act. It would give inmates an automatic parole hearing if they are over the age of 55 and have served 15 years of their sentence. Another measure known as the Fair and Timely Parole Act would require parole boards to give more weight to a person's rehabilitation record in prison than to the crime that they originally committed. Another measure under consideration known as Clean Slate legislation would seal some felony and misdemeanor conviction records for up to 2 million New Yorkers who have completed their prison sentences. Meanwhile, bars and restaurants hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic are pushing for measures to help their businesses stay open. One would make permanent the practice of ordering takeout alcoholic beverages along with food. It's currently permitted under an extended executive order by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Ridgie, executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, says his group would like to see it made permanent.
During this pandemic, serving alcohol to go has become an incredibly important lifeline for local restaurants. And it's become extraordinarily popular with the dining public, who can now order, you know, pasta and get a glass of wine delivered to their home with it. So we must continue that, and we have legislation to do so.
The restaurants also want to cut red tape for obtaining liquor licenses in New York City to help new restaurants and bars open up sooner. Other measures under consideration before the session ends include the Adult Survivors Act. It's modeled after the state's Child Victims Act. It would allow adult survivors of sexual abuse and harassment a one-year window of opportunity to bring their abuser to court. The bill's sponsor, Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal, spoke in favor of it at a recent rally.
Even when survivors muster the courage to come forward, the system has built-in barriers to prevent them from even getting on the path to justice.
Other measures that face a more uncertain future include a bill to hold gun manufacturers and sellers legally liable for crimes committed with the weapons they make and sell. And a measure to give more rights to workers in the so-called gig economy has stalled. It's an open question how involved Governor Cuomo will be with the end-of-session decisions. Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins has called on the governor to resign over allegations of sexual harassment, and the governor's also under federal investigation for his handling of nursing home death numbers during the pandemic and whether he used staff to help him write and edit a book on his handling of COVID. The state assembly is conducting an impeachment inquiry. The governor says he did nothing wrong. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.